It may not be too great an oversimplification to say that the Al-Qaeda terrorists won the Spanish election and President Bush lost it.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
As Madrileños by the million vented their anguish in anger over last Thursday's multiple railway bombing, the party of President Bush's great and good friend, Prime Minister José María Aznar, went down to a crushing upset defeat at the hands of the opposition socialists who had opposed the Iraq war. As an immediate consequence, Prime Minister-elect José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has advised that he will pull out the 1,300 Spanish troops in Iraq, except in the unlikely event that the United Nations takes over the occupation. For the Bush administration to seek UN endorsement would counter President Bush's statement in his State of the Union message last January that America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of our country. Even before last Thursday's bombing, Spaniards were overwhelmingly opposed to the invasion of Iraq. But unlike German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, who won re-election last September by campaigning against Mr. Bush, Prime Minister Aznar chose to buck the tide of Spanish public opinion in the hope that American friendship would help Spain win a greater role in Europe. It would have served the interest of Aznar's center-right party and President Bush if the railway bombing could be attributed to the Basque separatists. But after some delay, the government confirmed that Al-Qaeda was probably responsible, and a shudder of apprehension ran through Europe, which has felt relatively immune to Islamic-centered terrorism. Now European ministers are planning to meet to consider beefed-up security measures. Countries like Britain, Italy, and the Netherlands, which have been supportive of the United States, feel especially vulnerable. The effects on tourism are nervously awaited. The Bush administration has the problem of overcoming the fear that it is dangerous to support the United States. It is too early to say whether the Madrid bombing will drive European countries closer to or away from the United States, but it seems evident that there will be a profound reassessment of relations with America. This is Daniel Shore.